Here we go. Okay, last night we were discussing the Musa Gavod of Klaiso were Mitzionim Sham. That means that Klaiso were in a matzav that what they were fixated on their own things. They had Shloshinim Mabusham, Shloshinim Shamam, Shloshinim, and that's the Chavar who brought them to the Gula. So we're in the middle of the Psukim over here that are in Parshas Bikurim. We mentioned already that Parshas Bikurim was a Parshas Vayda. That's why these were mentioned as the Psukim for the backdrop of these Sipri season time. And Mitzvah Shem, as we go a little bit further tonight, we'll talk about another Musag of why exactly Klaiso were. Why exactly the Haggadah was mentioned with these Psukim in Parshas Kisavoy as opposed to the Psukim in Parshas and Sefer Shmos. So let's go further. So it says a very Godol Otsum. So again, we're in the middle of the pasuk that says the Romeo Virobi, Bayir Mitzrayma, the kids are Lovan again, we were talking about last night, the Musuk of Lovan, and then Klaiso go down to Mitzrayim. That was the cleansing from Lovan. We said the Kurabazel, Bayagar Sham Ibsemaat, they went down smaller numbers. We discussed the miracles that happened in order to what? In order for Klaiso to come out. By Isham the Goy Godol Otsum Barov, they came out so numerous. So the mice we're holding right now by Godol and Otsum. What does it mean, Godol and Otsum? So the Haggadah says, Godol and Otsum, Kamash and Amar, Ubnei Yisrael Paru, by Yishutsu, by Yirbu, by Yatmu, Bim Oid Moid, Batimalea, or it's Isham. So Klai, so what happened? They had many, many children, and they enumerated much, much, says the Haggadah. Batimalea, or it's Isham. So we're going to have to discuss this Musa, because we know that in Parashas Lech Lecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu that what? Don't worry, I'm going to give you a lot of kids. It's going to be okay. We know that what? That when a person goes on a derech and a person gets tired, so then he's not able to have children and he's not going to have a good name and he's not going to have riches. So what's pshat over here in the Agoda? The Agoda says that what? Godol Otsum. That what? Now the Klai Yisrael were what? We're beating them up. Now the Mitzrayim was beating. We're beating up Klai Yisrael. What's going to happen? Now they're going to have more children. It's like antithetical to the whole system. So what's pshat? So number one, if you look at the Lashon, we mentioned Mo'id, Mo'id. Number one, it says in the Pesukim, Mo'id, Mo'id. As well as the Mishnah says in Ovis, Mo'id, Mo'id, Havi Shval Ruach. A person's supposed to be what? A person's supposed to be very much Mo'id Shval Ruach. What does Shval Ruach, that Lashon of Mo'id, Mo'id, have to do with this? Well, we'll see in a minute. The continuation of the God that says, Batimalei Ha'oretz Oysom, that the land was filled up with them. It should have said that the land was filled up Bohem. They filled up the land, meaning Klaiso were so numerous that they filled up the land of Mitzrayim. But that's not what it says over here in Agatha. It says, Batimalei ha'oretz oisam, that the land filled them up. Land fills up people, like, l'shoinus are off over here. So let's take a step back. The Maisa, we know that, well, we know that the mile of, the greatest mile of all Midas are is the mile of the Midas called Anibus. Anibus. Shalom aleichem Yudah. Anibus, the Indian of Anibus, Moshe Rabbeinu, Ayon of Mikolodim, and Mitzvah Shem will also get back to that a little bit further this year because it's very important for this chelet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking us out of Mitzrayim. But Lamaisa Anibus, what's Anibus all about? So Anibus is when what? Let's even shtel tzu tamata. The Indian of Gaibas was to blow yourself up, make yourself greater than what you are, and that's Be'etzim what leavened bread is, which that's Be'etzim what Chametz is. Chametz Be'etzim is no more than what? Than Kemach. And it's Mayim, and Lamaisa has Zman to it. We mentioned the Musa of Zman. And Lamaisa, that's what makes chametz. You add sugar, you add water, and you add eggs and things like that. That all makes the process go faster. So the more that you add to what? The more that you add to what is the real basics, so then you're going into the world of chametz. When you're staying back by the ikker, by the basics, then you're more what? You're more into the Inyan of Anibus. So Lamaisa, Klaisol, the Inyan of Matzah, is what is the very beginning, is a very Pashtus, it's the Pashtus of all the Dvarim, it's the Anivus of them all. So over here, when the Pasuk says that what? Batimalei Eretz Isam, this is the Musuk that's happening on in Mitzrayim. What's this Musuk? The Musuk is called that the land filled them up, meaning the offer of the land. What is the Musuk of offer? So offer, you can plant offer, right? You can put seeds into offer. What happens? It germinates, it gets worse and worse and worse and worse until what happens? Until it starts to grow, and all of a sudden, the next thing you know, you have what? You have a plant, you have a tree. Next thing you know, you have fruits for hundreds of years. So notice what's going on over here. Why did Klai Yisrael have more kids? Why were they having more kids? Because they were down to what? To the Musuk of Anibus. Now that they had the Darg of Anibus, therefore what? Therefore they were able to sprout more. Meaning this is Be'etzim what Klai Yisrael are all about. Klai Yisrael is all about the Musuk of realizing that it's a Ribbono Shel Olam, not being too worried about yourself. That's the Musuk of Gaiva. And to look back to the Musuk of Vod of Onov Mikol Adam, that's the Indian of Vod, that's the Indian of Moshe Rabbeinu. So over here we're talking about the Musuk of Vod of Batimalei Ha'aretz Isam. And then becoming filled up with the land, now they were ready to what? To sprout. Because the more that you're back to the basics, the more that you're back to what exactly your atzmius is. And like my brother-in-law told me today, a person is what? Chilasam offer, v'sefer b'offer. That's what we're supposed to be. You're supposed to be from offer. So the ma'aseh, if you're beginning from offer, and now you're what? You planted into offer. Notice what happened in Mitzrayim. They went down, like that seed that germinates, right? It goes and it rots until what? Until it sprouts. So here too, Klai, so what? Went down to Mitzrayim, to the Korah Bazel, and they what? And they got destroyed until what? Until they sprouted. They came out of Mitzrayim, what? In so many numbers. And that's exactly the lead up over here. What does it say? Virav, and they came out what? With a lot. Kamash and Amma, Ravava Kitzemach HaSodeh Nesoticha. The Lashon of what? Of Kitzemach HaSodeh. That they sprouted like what? Like plants. Batirbi, Batigdili, Batavoy, Bali Adayim, and then they grew up, they became more mature. Shadayim Nechoyne, Osarech Tzimech, Bat, Erim, Ve'oryo. But Lamaisa, they were missing mitzvahs. So Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them the schus, Ve'ebar Alayich, Ve'erech, Mitzvahsesses, Ve'damayich. So Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them two mitzvahs, which both of them are what? Noget Adam, Ve'omalach, Ve'damayich Ha'i, Ve'omalach, Ve'damayich Ha'i. So that the mitzvah of Yilan and the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Two of these mitzvahs are very interesting in their fashion, that they're both mitzvahs asay, and they both have chorus. So Lamaisa, usually we say that what? Tzchar mitzvah. So the Ma'isa, how did these mitzvahs help them? They shouldn't have given them any schusim. So the Ma'isa, I saw something very interesting. These are two mitzvahs that also have what? They're also attached to the etzim that they have kuris, meaning there are punishments by not doing these mitzvahs. And when is schar mitzvah b'hai amalekah? When it's a mitzvah essay. But over here, b'etzim, these are mitzvahs essays that have kuris with them too. So since they have kuris, they also have, since they can have kuris in this world, they could also have what? They could also have schar in this world. And once they have what? Once they have schar in this world, that can give them the ability to what? To come out of Mitzrayim. So these two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Dam Pesach and Dam Milah, are two mitzvahs that what? Mitzvahs that were given to Klal Yisrael in order for them to get out of Mitzrayim. And that's the inyan that we're talking about over here, that what? That Klal Yisrael were able to what? To be fruitful and multiply from, and even the more that they got beaten, since they went down to the core and became more like Ofer, because it says over here in Agada that what? That Timalei or it's Isam, they became more like Ofer. So therefore, mo'id, that's the end of shaluach. When a person what? When a person lowers his what? His darga of chametz. When a person lowers his darga of who he is and who he thinks he is, his haughtiness, and he brings himself down to the basics, then he's able to grow greater and greater. Okay, we're moving on with the next pasuk that the Agada quotes from Parashas Kisavo, from the Parashas Bikurim, and it says like this: Vayareyu oisam oisanu amitzrim vayanunu, and the mitzrim made for us very evil. Vayanunu, and they were, and they made it inui, they made it very hard for us. Vayitnu aleihem avodah kasha, and they put on us what? A lot of hard work. So first, we have to make the following diuk: Vayareyu oisanu amitzrim. The pasuk says over here that what? The mitzrim made not made to us, gave us, but made us ra. They made us ra. Hi, Shragi. Shragi and Khani. Hi. So, Maisa, what does it mean by they made us evil? That doesn't make any sense. It should say that they did bad to us. What does it mean that they made us evil? It's a very important concept. We're going to say, first of all, a Musa concept, and then maybe a concept we have worth the Torah. Let's start with the Musa concept. A person always has to realize that what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to what? To feel good. A person has to what? Never look at what? Things that they're being what? They are bad. A person is not allowed to look at himself as a Rasha. It's actually a Mishnah in Avos. A person is allowed to look at his actions, that his actions are Rishus. A person is never allowed to what? To kick himself. And never kick himself, especially while he's down. When a person is going through rough times, he's never allowed to say that he's a Rasha. A person can do actions of Rishus. Here in the pasuk it says that what the mitzvah were trying to teach Klal Yisrael bad deeds, and they were trying to make Klal Yisrael feel that what that they were bad, and that is a trait that would what that would self-destruct. If Klal Yisrael will realize that they're bad, and Klal Yisrael will feel like what that they're bad people, then what will happen? They'll have no kayach in order to what to withstand this musig of what going through the inyanim of being tachas siblis mitzrayim. How would they be able to manage? So therefore, over here, this was what? This was like a psychological warfare that they were doing. The psychological warfare was that they were trying to teach them what that they were bad. The Ma'aseh, you have the same musag by what? By Moshe Rabbeinu. I saw a very interesting tusha. Moshe Rabbeinu says by the hitting of the rock, Moshe Rabbeinu gets punished. But this is, it says what? Shimu no hamoyrim, right? The ones that are going against, right? So Moshe Rabbeinu calls Klal Yisrael what? People that are antagonizing, like the people that are antagonizing Moshe Rabbeinu. But Lamaisa later on in the Torah, after this parasha, even though the Moshe Rabbeinu gets punished, he's told he's not going to Eretz Yisrael. He says what? He says another lashon that what? Mamre ma'isem im Hashem Elokeinu. That you were what? You were going against. You had the attribute of going against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the question that they ask is wait a second. If Moshe Rabbeinu just got punished, he's not going to Eretz Yisrael for calling them what? They're calling them Shimuno Hamoirim. Why did he say Mamre ma'isem? So notice one thing is a noun and one thing is an adjective. Shimuno Hamoirim means that what? We're calling you the noun. You are by definition somebody who goes against the king. You are being Mirid B'malchus. You are Mirid B'malchus. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to call them what? The Chazal are by definition Mirid B'malchus. That's who they are? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need to punish Moshe. If you say Mamrim Hayisem, that's an adjective of the way that they were acting. So of course we can say that sometimes our actions, and we can say an adjective about our actions, that they're even what? Actions of Rishus. It could be, we can do Rachman Otzon actions of Rishus. Those are what we can say, and those are the things that we can look to and say, wait a second, I just did an act of rishus, I need to what to change my ways. Oh, but to call yourself a Rasha, and to call yourself what? To call yourself, like it says over here, Ra, and to call yourself Moirim, that says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not the same. And that's a psychological warfare, the same psychological warfare that they had in World War II, where what happened? That when the Germans took away everything that the Eden had, from their glasses down to their what? Down to their socks, and they had nothing else in between. They psychologically what? Treated them like behemoths until what? Until people, Russia, couldn't live further. So that's what's going on over here. So Vayirei Oisono Mitzrim is not a lashon that what? That they made ra to them, but they made them psychologically think that they're ra. And therefore, by psychologically making them think that they're ra, that was able to what? To give them avodah kasha, and therefore break Klal, and therefore not look to what? Not look to go further. But I saw a very interesting pshat that the Yerach Lamavadim, the Birucham brings down. He brings down the Sifsei Kain. The Sifsei Kain is a sefer that was written Bizman La'ari. And the Sifsei Kain says the following. It says that what? The Klaiso are always on the dag of what? Of Lim Deiter. Let's look at it for a second. He brings a very interesting message. He says the Klaiso are always on the dag of having a lot of Teir. Says the Sifsei Kain. Read it in some. He says, in a Am B'nei Yisrael Rav Ve'otzum. Klaiso are what? Are very much. What were they very much in? So the Sifsei Kain wants to darshan, but Teirah. Klal Yisrael had a lot of Teirah. If you remember, we mentioned in a previous shiur that one on Shabbos, they used to stop and used to learn Teirah. And then what happened? And they took away that Teirah, and that was their worst. That was the worst thing possible for the Eden. Yeah, even worse than they were killed, worse than when they were thrown into the yard. That ability to have that psychological warfare. So we're coming off the pshat of psychological warfare, and now we're going to bring the pshat of Teirah, which is also psychological warfare. The Torah that we have is the ability for what? Adam ki yomus ba'oyam. We're now sitting what in these solitary confinements right now. And what are we doing? We're stuck. If we wouldn't have what to do, we would literally be going out of our kelim. But lemaisa, we have Zoom and we have all these shurim that are going on. And Mati Zayger tonight's coming on. There's a lot going on over here in class. So a lot's going on Zoom for the sentence issue. So lemaisa, this is a psychological way for a person to save himself. And you have actually something to do, as opposed to watching the same garbage that's portrayed on the screen every day, day in and day out, right? So the Maaseh says over here, the word says, the Shach, b'hinei am b'nei Yisrael rav v'otzum v'teira, right? That what happened, Yaakov Avinu brought down the Torah, and they created what? They created Batei Midrashim. Remember, Yehuda was sent down to Goshen, they created a yeshiva in Goshen. Levi was the Rosh Hashiva, says the Rambam. And then what does it say? V'yak ha'sheh toridu farata in onu yechidim aleihem, Ella im kein navira mitamotem. Says the Shach that the only way for us to beat Klal Yisrael is to take away the Torah. And that's what happened over here. By Yarei Oisano HaMitzrim, how did the Mitzrim make it evil for us? How did it make it really bad for us? How were they nervous? They were nervous that what's going to happen. B'noisafu gam al sonenu, that they were worried that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help us and we're going to be able to create, to beat our what's it called, to beat the enemies. How are we going to be able to fight if we don't have Torah? If we don't have Torah, it's going to be a psychological warfare against us, and we're not going to be ourselves. Once we're not ourselves, we're not going to have power. We're going to give up. And that's exactly what he says over here. And he says, so interesting. Listen to this, Lashon. He says, Vayasimu alav sarei misim in gematria is bitul Torah. What did they do? That's what I say in the next paragraph. He says, Vayanunu, kamashon emar, Vayasimu alav sarei misim, says the Heva Geshach ala Torah, which means that they put on them what? Tax collectors. They put on them to make sure that they did the avodah. What does he say? He says that in gematria is bitul Torah. Yeah, kedei levad lemen haTorah. And then it says leman anoisa b'siv leisam. And he says over here b'siv leisam is to take away the what? to take away the lamed shebit l'malimur. He took away their Torah. So the shach ala Torah, the shach b'zman nari takes on this musaf that what? That vayari oisan amitzur, what did they do? They took away the Torah from Klal Yisrael. And we said in a previous year, again, one more time, that Klal Yisrael had Torah on Shabbos, and whenever you, when Klal Yisrael lost that musaf, and they added the avodah, that's when Klal Yisrael were done. And that's what happens when we're going to come on to the next part, that they started screaming, crying out to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Look what's happening here. We don't even have any zecher of any normalcy. We are totally what? Total avodim under this, what's it called? And we need help. So it says, Vayidnu alem avodah kasha. Sorry, we're still by. But even already miskanes safari as Pisa and Ves Ramses. What did they do? They made them build stuff. And we know that what? That these cities that were built on quicksand and they kept falling and falling. And the Kaisel had to build it again and build it again. That's psychological warfare. Notice what's going on over here. The only way to beat somebody, the only way to really knock him down is if you take away his real atzmius. And a yid's connection to what? To the real world is the world of Torah. And if you take away the Torah from a person, you will totally lose it. And that's what they did over here. They took away the Torah and they started making them build things. Oh, so when you build stuff, so at least you feel what accomplished. But they made them what build stuff that sunk in quicksand. Again, this was psychological work. Continues the psukim, Vayitnu aleim avoy dekasha, give them hard work. Mashanemar, Vayavidu Mitzrayim es b'nei Yisrael b'forech. He gave them what? Back breaking. Okay, we're now up to the next pasuk. And now the next pasuk really opens up a Pandora's box. So again, I'm going to start again with the Hakdama. That the reason, one of the reasons why Parshas Kisavo is the Parsha for what? For Parshas Bikurim, which is also the Parsha for the bringing down the Inyan of the season, sorry, is because the Inyan of Haidah, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that he took us out. Thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Inyan of Haidah, the Inyan of Bikurim, first fruits, showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're recognizing that what? That you bring us, that you give us our sustenance. That's really what's going on over here in the Parsha of Ovad and Parsha Bikurim. Now, I would like to point out that there's a different mahalach. Matisyahu wants to say that the reason why we're bringing down this pasuk is for the reason why we're bringing down Parshas Kisavo is for the next pasuk. What's the next pasuk? Vanitzak el Hashem elokei avoseinu. And what happened? Klal Yisrael, after being in this state that we had no longer any psychological ability to deal, we started screaming out to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And what happened? Vayishma Hashem l'skaleinu. So it says we cried, Hashem listens. Vayaras anyenu. Because Baruch Hu saw what our suffering, our overworking, and the oppressment that we had. So notice what's going on over here. It says in Matisyahu, look what the Inyan of Tefillah is. The Inyan of Tefillah is, you cry, because Baruch Hu listens. You cry, because Baruch Hu listens. And he says, very interesting, he says, if you look to the Inyan of Tefillah, he says, if you look in the beginning, by Makas Tfardeah, when Paro says, can you get these frogs out of here? Moshe Rabbeinu says, okay, I'm going to go daven. When do you want them gone? He says, tomorrow. He says, okay, so Moshe Rabbeinu davens, and he says, Ki ein kashem elikenu. Ask him about this, what's his lashon of Hashem elikenu? And here also you have it, Hashem elikei avoseinu. What does it mean that Hashem is elikei avoseinu? What does it mean Hashem elikenu? So it's very interesting. Lemaisa, the Shvili Pinchas, in one of the Ma'amorim that he just came up with, now during this month of the coronavirus, he says the following. He says, listen to this pasuk in Parshas Veschanan, it's unbelievable. The pasuk says, "Ki mi goy gadol." Is there such a great nation? Asher loy elihim kravim elav, that their God is so close to them. What? What is their God so close to them? Kashem elikenu. That same lashon. Kashem elikenu. Like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, their God. B'chol kareinu elav. Whenever you call out to him, he's there. And then Unkel says that what? In any state of tzara, Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to save. Says the Shvili Pinchas, what's the lashon of Koreinu? He says, that's Corona. The whole Koreinu Elam. You know, they're all talking about, I heard a shiur from Rav Leichta this morning, my wife and I were listening. Lamaisa, he says that what? That the Indian of Teres is the Indian of Tefillah. And everyone's talking about Pitam of Teres, it stops the Magefa. The Indian of Tefillah is what? Is it when a person does his Avodah Bifnim, is it Avodah Shebalev? That's Avodah Satefillah. Tefillah is what? And the Kadosh Baruch Hu is making it harder for us without Nyonim, without Kedusha, without Kaddish. It's making it harder for us, but this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for us. B'chol Koreinu, the Indian of Corona, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for what? B'chol Koreinu Elav, he's looking for us to daven. Says in Matisyahu, Vanitzak El Hashem Elikei Abuseinu, this is the Lashon of Elikei Abuseinu, Elikei Hashem Elikeinu. What does that mean? Why is he our God? Because you know where you find the most, this Lashon of Hashem is our God, from the fact that we daven and he listens. That's the connection. He is our God because we daven, and he listens. And this is what he's asking for. B'chol Koreinu. This is this musag of what? Of this time. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for. He's looking for us to what? He's looking for us to dive into him. The Musar Gavura of Kabbalah Satina. And the Maisa, you also have this in Tehillim and in many other places that what the David HaMelech says over there, what the Akash Baruch Hu wants us to dive in, Akash Baruch Hu listens to our team. That's really what it comes down to. The Maisa like this. The Maisa, when it comes to what? When it comes to, we're going to discuss soon, that Akash Baruch Hu did B'chvoy Deva Atzmai, took us out of Mitzrayim B'chvoy Deva Atzmai, and that also is going to be Nogeya to what? To this Inyan of Peh, and Mitzvah, the Inyan of Peh and Tefillah will come to in a couple of moments. So let's go back to it. It says, V'nitzak Hashem Akei Avseinu V'yishma Hashem Askalim V'yas Anyenu Esam Aleinu V'yaslachatzenu. So Kosh Baruch Hu saw everything. So it says in the Pesukim, V'nitzak Hashem Akei Avseinu K'ma Shanema V'yi V'yomim Ha'ein Ha'rabim Ha'ein V'yom Os Melech Mitzrayim V'yanchu B'nei Yisrael Min Ha'avodo V'yizoku. So let's go through this pasuk, because this pasuk is very interesting. What does it say? Klaiso were done. They were done by Yanchu Bnei Yisrael Min Avodah. That sounds like from the Avodah. Pashup Shah means from the work that they were put through, they were finished. By Yizoku, and again, they screamed out, Atal Shavos HaMelekim Min Avodah, and I went upstairs. The tefillahs went upstairs, and we'll see in a second. By Yishma Hashem Eskalim, because Baruch Hu listened. But the Maisa is a very interesting Medrash. The Medrash says the following, By Yanchu Bnei Yisrael Min Avodah. What does it mean, Min Avodah? Zok the Medrash, you know what Avodah means? Says the Medrash, since Paro needed to bathe in blood, so therefore what did he do? He killed 150 children by day, and he killed another 150 children by night, and he bathed in the blood, the Yiddish blood. That's what the Medrash says on this pasuk. Bayanchu b'nei Yisrael min ha'avodah ve'yizaku. Yisrael couldn't handle anymore, and he screamed. He asks all the Mefarshim on this Medrash, how could the Medrash be talking about what? The slaughtering of children and the bloodbaths that what? That Paro was bathing. The pasuk says min ha'avodah, from the avodah. How is this pshat in the pasuk? And also, let's think about it like this: if you have two things to cry about, one is what, hard work, and another thing is the fact that children are being slaughtered. Which one would you cry about? Well, I'll tell you like this: when it came to the Holocaust, what do we cry about? The fact that 6 million were murdered. Yeah. Did Klai Yisrael also not go through what, backbreaking work in the Holocaust? Yeah. What's the thing that we talk about? The murder. And the terrible murder, the genocide that happened. So why would the pasuk be talking about avodah? Something needs help over here. So Yaakov Kamenetsky says in most awesome chiddush. His most awesome chiddush goes the following. Yaakov says that what, that avodah over here, he says that what, Klai Yisrael have two things to be worried about. One is what? One is avodah, and one is what? One is the misa. He says that avodah over here does not mean hard work. Now avodah means what? Avodah session. Klai Yisrael were what? Were ripped and stripped from the Torah. Klai Yisrael were ripped and stripped from what? From any psychological normalcy. That's what we said before. Vayirehu son of Mitzrayim, and they what? Vayanunu vayinu aleim avodah kasha. They took everything away from them. They weren't normal human beings anymore. And what did they? What were they lacking? They were lacking their Torah. They were lacking their das. So what happened? So they started screaming out. What were they screaming out for? What were they screaming out? Min avodah. You know what they were screaming out for? Says Rabbi Yaakov, it's an unbelievable chiddush, but he found even a portion that what? That he is rise from these information. There are a portion that say that avodah over here does not mean hard work. You know what it means? It means avodah Hashem. They wanted to have shaychus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So by Yanchu Bnei Yisrael, why? Min ha'avodah. From the fact that what? That they had no more avodah. Since they were working 7 days a week again, and since they were working backbreaking labor, they had no time to think for themselves. They were stripped from the Torah. They had no more what? They had no more Yiddishkeit. That's what they were crying for. And that's what the Tal Shavosim Elohim and Avodah, and that's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu listens. So Kodesh Baruch Hu is asking us, especially in these times, B'chol Koreinu Elo, what should we be davening for? Yes, my dear friends, unfortunately, the numbers of tiras are crazy. And we hear what's going on in the Beis Levayas, Beis Achayim is not normal. The stories are countless in terms of the overwork, what's going on. But Lamaisa, even though that there are people that are being nifter, Avada, we have to be with them in the tzar. We have to look to try to be to help out the mishpachas and the chesed funds and whatnot that are going on are just unbelievable. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'chaira is asking for is for us to daven that we want to go back to our avodah. We were stripped of our yeshivas, we were stripped of our what? But the Midrashim, we were stripped of what? Of our base kinesis, we were stripped of our basics. Kadosh Baruch Hu, what? He's asking for us to what? To want it. Do we want it? So I think that's what he's asking for us to do, especially based on this Pshan Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Yaakov saying that what? Klaiso as well is very keen from the fact that they're lacking that belief. It's a reacquisition. And that's why the Batal Shabbosim Elokim and Avodah, and therefore it goes up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayishma Hashem Eskalini, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens. Kamash Ne'emar Vayishma Elokim Esna Kosam, Vayizko Elohim Es Beritzai, Es Avraham, Es Yitzchak Ves Yaakov. So he remembers the Avos. Remember, why is it the Avos? Remember what we were saying. Since Shaloshino Es Lashonim, Shaloshino Es Shmom, Shaloshino Es Was Malgusham. So therefore, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, you want to still be by the Avos? I remember what the Avos were about. So again, it's all coming full circle. They want to be what? Connected to the others. We're holding over here by Memtes Shari Tuma. One more shar and we're toast. Toast, we said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take them out of anything. Yeah, but what do we say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take them out of anything and they will be saved. And we will not be Avadim L'Paro. But what will we be? We will be disconnected from the others. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says over here, no, I'm going to remember the bris of. I'm going to remember the connection to the others. I'm going to remember who you are. I'm going to remember the nation that you come from. All the midas of the Avos you have, and what the Avos went through, and what Yaakov Avinu went through, he brought the Torah down to Mitzrayim, and you want the Torah, I'm going to give it back to you. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the what? Sees what we're going through. So it says over here that what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the fact that what? That the children were being thrown. So Klaisel is what is going through this matzah. So I just want to start the next pasuk. Vayetzienu Hashem miMitzrayim biyad chazaka v'zera netuya u'moira gadol v'oseis moivsim. This is really where we're starting now. The musag of what of the Esther Makis. It's going to start right now. But first we're going to start like this. Vayetzienu Hashem miMitzrayim. What does it say? Lo yadei malach, lo yadei sorof, lo yadei shliach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chlomi du'atz mishenemar. Vavati beretz Mitzrayim v'layin lazer. And I just want to open up, and Mr. Shem will get into this maybe a little bit more tomorrow. And we'll say like this. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. How? Vayetzien Hashem Mitzrayim. Lo yadei malach, lo yadei sarach, lo yadei shliach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chlomi du'atz mishenemar. What does it say? Vavati beretz Mitzrayim v'layin lazer. V'yikesi kol b'chor. The pasuk is talking about Makas b'chayres. Is Makas b'chayres the raya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim? Now yes, Makas b'chayres and Yitzias Mitzrayim both happened on the same day, but Yitzias Mitzrayim was the next afternoon. Makas b'chayres was the Chatzos. Is that really a raya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim? What's that connection? Also it says that what? Lo yadei malach, lo yadei sarach, lo yadei shliach. Now I know that Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned except one time Agav based on a pasuk that's brought in Agav in the Haggadah, but Lamaisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the shliach, he sent Moshe. Where is, how can he say lo yadei malach, lo yadei sarach, lo yadei shliach? And actually Rashi does say that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a malach, and Rashi says it's Moshe Rabbeinu. So what's going on over here? So we have a lot to explain in Ritz Hashem tomorrow. To bring in Makas Pecheres, Ritz Hashem a little bit of the Esther Makas too, the Musag of Shabbos HaGadol, because it'll be Erev Shabbos HaGadol, try to bring all that in together and finish up the what? Finish up the Magid that we have. Okay, thanks to Roilam for coming. Shkoyach. I appreciate everyone tuning in. Good to see everybody. Keep smiling, keep being healthy. And don't forget to daven for next year. The Indian of davening. The reason why Pasha Sukhovai, according to Matasio, is here is not because the Indian of Baido, but the Indian of Tzvi. Because Baruch Hu is asking us to daven. And based on the Yaakov, he's asking us to daven what? Give us back our what? Our life. What's our life? I failed to mention one last thing, which is Rosh Rambam. The Rambam says, the reason why if a yeshiva goes to, the reason why if a Talmud goes to Golas, Megalgalin Rabbi Yimai, the Gemara says in Makas that what if a Talmud goes to Golas, he sends Rosh Hashiva with him, which it sounds like maybe our Rosh Hashiva may end up in Golas next month. Avila Maisa, what happens if the Talmudim end up in Golas, he sends the rabbi with him? Why do you send the rabbi with him? Because the Pasuk, the Rambam brings, Ki chaye ba'alei chachma ba'alei tera, kemisa nehem nechshavim. If a person is what? A person, a thinking person, a person of wisdom without tera, if he doesn't have tera, he's dead. And the Pasuk says that what? When you go to Golas, you have to have what? Chai bohem. You have to have life. So says the Gemara that if your Talmud goes to Golas, he's not going to have his Rebbe. How's he going to learn? Toast. He's going to be toasted. He has to live. Chai bohem. So you have to send the Rosh Hashiva. So the Maisa over here, we see that what? We see that we should be davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that what? You're sending us into this Golas. Each and every one of us is in our own little Ari Mikvot over here, trying to save ourselves from what? From this disease that's running around. But the Maisa, we should be davening that what? Rosh Baruch Hu, he's supposed to give us the Torah. He's supposed to give us the minyanim. Okay, you want us to stay at home, it's no problem, but each of us had a what? Had a bais medrash and a living minyanim, so we don't have to go out somewhere. It would be nice if we can have what? We can have things delivered to the house. we can live like that. I'm sure that's what Gan Eden is going to be all about. Everything's going to come to us, and we're going to sit and learn. So, Gevaldik, I have no problem with this. Abba Lamaisa, no minyanim, right? And even on the sky, even on the Zoom, how many guys do we have over here? We need more guys. So we need what? A whole party. We need to see everybody smiling. There you go, Aaron. We need to see the other smiling. We need to see the other the chiyus of Torah. So Lamaisa, we need to be asking the Shabbat to grant us again the life that we had, and the real MSR life. That's exactly where we are. And that's the only thing that gives us normalcy. This is like a state of not being normal. But Baruch Hashem with the Zoom, we have such episode normalcy. It's Hashem, see you tomorrow.